Scientists who are working with NASA's Mars rovers recently got a pleasant surprise. Something has cleaned the dust off the rover called Spirit. This is not just good news from an aesthetic standpoint. It means the rover now has more power to conduct experiments. But the news isn't all good. Spirit's twin rover, Opportunity, is having an instrument problem. NPR's Joe Palca has details.
There's a lot of red dust on Mars, and that dust blows everywhere. So scientists knew dust would eventually accumulate on the Mars rover's solar panels, limiting the amount of power they would produce. As recently as 10 days ago, rover program manager Jim Erickson says power was down 40% from the level it was at when Spirit landed 14 months ago. And then something happened.
We're now only losing about 6 or 7%. So we basically more than doubled how much power we're getting out of the solar panels.
Erickson says something blew the dust away. Maybe it was one of the mini tornadoes called dust devils that have been seen on Mars. Maybe it was a stiff breeze along the hill Spirit is climbing.
We were very close to the ridgeline, and it might be that you get some very high winds right at the ridgeline for all we know. And we unfortunately don't have meteorological capability on the rovers, so we don't know for sure.
Frankly, it doesn't matter to me. Our vehicle's been to the car wash and it's clean now, and what it was that did it is inconsequential compared to the fact that we now have a clean rover.
Steve Squires of Cornell University is the lead scientist for the rovers. The robotic geologists have lasted nearly a year longer than expected, and Squires says they're still making important discoveries. For example, the rover Spirit recently found a very salty patch of soil.
It is more than 50% salt. You look at it and it's bright because it's so salty. You know, we've come to realize that salt is one of the key tracers of ancient water on Mars, that the water will come up to the surface and evaporate away and leave salts behind. And this is the highest concentration of salt that we've ever seen.
And finding signs of water is exciting because where there's water, there might once have been life. On the other side of Mars, Spirit's twin rover Opportunity has run into some problems. In the last few days, an instrument called Minitess may have broken. Minitess is used for measuring the composition of rock and soil.
We voided the warranty on that thing intentionally like 300 days ago.
Squires says a heater on the rover's robotic arm was draining power.
The only way to solve that problem was every night to disconnect the battery. And what that does is it turns off a device called a survival heater, which is just what it sounds like. It's a heater on the instrument that helps it survive the cold overnight.
Without the heater, Minitess got way colder than it was supposed to. Squire says scientists already have a boatload of data from the instrument, and it's lasted far longer than anyone expected, so he doesn't feel too bad about losing it. Besides, all of Opportunity's other instruments are working fine, and it's now on its way to investigate a really large crater about 3 miles away. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.